Okay. What she was saying about not being able to let go, do you think it's because sometimes we get so caught up in having or needing reassurance that you don't know what anything else would
But when you realize what is being reassured, it's terrifying.
Yeah, because you're facing yourself, and you're like you're looking down.
It's
at yourself.
It's that thing
like,
in me that's terrified. It's not me.
Well,
I
then,
can see
then,
that now.
Then why would you want to join it in being terrified of God?
I just have to remember.
Yeah. Why would you? Because then you're afraid of finding salvation, and then you're having conflict within, and then you running.
Remember that it's
because
not
remember
you.
This thing offers eternal. This thing is an infernal life giver, posing as eternal life.
A lie.
Yeah,
a liar.
It was like the little creature. What's the little creature in Lord of the Rings? Golem. Golem.
Yeah, this is me. I saved you.
Right?
That's perfect.
It's me.
That's very good. Yeah.
What did he save him from? Saved him from being saved.
Yeah.
See? In his disheveled state, no matter how many disheveled you are, you still cling to that idea that you are God. Because that's what it's an infernal state that's infernally impotent to find reality. Because no matter how disgusting you become, in that disgustingness, in that disheveled state, you feel immortal.
You know, as I'm sitting here, I can still see.
And then
see
at the same time, not. See, it's an agony.
As I'm sitting here, I can still see myself go back and forth between me and the other.
Well,
it's weird.
Enjoy it.
At least I can see it.
No. I know, but at least you can see
I
it.
I can see in some of my reactions.
But well, yeah, but why would you want what you see?
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
Well, then, listen. That's what I said. That's the faintness of heart.
But
see, you have a nice little comfortable life.